You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about dinosaurs on wood, holy smokes, backside water park, and Easter Sunday where he has risen, he being me.
All that and more on episode 160 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob, let me tell you about my hemorrhoids cast.
No. God, what happened to the weather report? This is horrible.
It's the same day. It's the same weather.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so those who listened to last week's episode, we are recording this on April 8th because I am currently out of town or just getting back into town as you're listening to this. So I've already been to Star Wars Celebration. I've already been to Chicago, hopefully. And hopefully I'm back safe. But here we are. That's why you usually start by Welcome to the Roman Podcast. And oh, it's so holy crap. It's snowing, sunny, sleet, rain, whatever the fuck's going on outside. But we don't know what it's going to be like in a couple weeks. So no weather report from Canada.
Yeah, it's just, that volcano exploding was pretty crazy, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. And also, too, if there's a celebrity death or some horrific thing and we don't mention it in this episode, just give us a pass because this is we can't predict the future. Like,
well, I can. And he's dead.
Oh, no. Or aren't you going to feel like shit if it's somebody important? And I'm not. Well,
no. I mean, the joke is I'm going to go kill somebody. So.
Oh, right.
I
mean, of course.
I know who's going to die. I'm planning it.
All right. Okay. Wow.
So he,
rest in peace.
Is that a nation guy? Is that his last name? No, just he.
Yeah. So, other than that, we last left off last week and we were talking about hockey playoffs and championship rings and all other sorts of good stuff. But what we didn't get into are the NBA playoffs are now in full swing as we are speaking. Of course, we don't know who's winning the first couple of games because, again, we're in the past. But
okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
The way that it looked like that they were playing this year, I'm assuming the Raptors are in?
Yes, yes. They are finished second in the conference.
Okay, so I knew that they were doing well because, you know, and then what happens is they make it to the playoffs and then they choke.
But this year's going to be a little different because
why? Because we're going to get that old Cleveland handshake?
No, that's something completely different. The LeBron James he's gone to the Eastern Final, I think, in the last 8 years in a row with Miami and Cleveland, right? So,
well, he's where now, L.A.?
He's in L.A., and L.A. is not even in the playoffs, and that's in the Western Conference. So now all the teams in the East can get to the final without having to go through LeBron, which is a relief because he's literally he's never not been in the final these last 8 years, so... It's nice.
It's kind of like when we were younger and I bring my girlfriends around Rob. It's like you couldn't have one unless you went through Rob.
That's right. You're welcome. So yeah, that's just the way it went back in the day. But anyway, needless to say, so our beloved Raptors, I should give a shout out to our good friend Dan Hill. He is from the Dan and Cody podcast down in California. Yep. I'm meeting up with him, or I, as you're listening, I should have already met up with him in Chicago. So, and he is
timey wimey wibbly wobbly, man.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, so he's a Wizards fan, and we've the Raps have been facing the Wizards in the last couple playoffs, and we've been giving each other some side eye. But now his team is not even close to the playoffs. So I told him he was going to hop on the Raptors bandwagon, but you mean because we're doing some stuff down at Celebration. But I said, you know what? You don't have to demean yourself that much. Just say the Raptors are your Canadian team. Yeah. Now, being the only Canadian team, I think this is a fair thing to say.
Wait. Now, I might be a little out of the loop, but what about the Vancouver Grizzlies?
Yeah, no, they're in Memphis for the last 12 years.
Yeah, so is everybody else we know from here that plays country music, so that's all the same.
Anyway, yeah, so here we are. We're getting geared up, and again, lots of playoff hockey and basketball. So
all right, so we touched those subjects on the other podcast, so... So let's try something different.
Okay, get off sports. Okay, you could just say it. Rob, shut up about sports. Fuck off.
No, I'm just saying, let's just grab another avenue so that people sit there and, you know, be like, oh, the fucking sport podcast, make me laugh, bitch. Dance monkeys.
So, but you know what we should say? We recently celebrated our third anniversary, which was a few weeks ago. And we thank everybody for the well wishes and the congratulations and all the messages and everything else. But, and also too, thank you to everybody, because we're really, you know, this month is turning out to be a great month for us. So, hey, thanks a lot. And if you're new to the show, hey, welcome aboard. We appreciate it.
Yeah, let us tell you a little bit about ourselves. I'm a 7-foot-tall black man, and Rob is a 4-foot-tall Asian lady.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Together,
we make the Rowan podcast.
That's right. We are diversity on the airways. That's
No, we're not. We're a couple of middle-aged men in our mid-40s, and we're very pasty white and Canadian.
Oh, I'm practically translucent.
You are, yes. You're actually allergic to the sun, aren't you?
I am. So I know some people are like, what the fuck does that mean? It's a thing. Yeah, you work around it, whatever. I'm not gonna fry up like a vamp. Well, I will, but...
Fortunate thing, you're Canadian, so, you know, sun's not a big thing around here. It's not like you're in sunny California where it's like,
with global warming, my life's getting threatened every moment.
Yeah.
Right? As he drinks out of a one-time usable plastic bottle.
What are you talking about? I have nothing of that sort in my office at the moment. What are you talking about? I'm against plastic bottles. So, okay, so you want a new avenue. So where do you want to go?
I don't know. Like we can go. What about is anything in? Well, since you're the geek lord, anything comics or Star Wars? Or we want to talk about your thing that you're.
Well, I'm not. I'm going to hold off on the Star Wars because again, celebration is past, but I haven't been yet. So that's a future passing. So that's a time warp thing. But the Avengers Endgame, we mentioned that a few episodes ago. Yes. That's coming up. I've bought my tickets for April 25th. I believe, yeah. So it's going to be April 25th. That's a Thursday night.
That'll be 4 days after, you know, the great celebration, which is I know you're thinking Easter, but no, my birthday.
Oh right,
which happens to fall on Easter this year.
Yay! So Easter proper too, like right on the day.
Yeah, so I have a feeling that my brothers are not going to give me any chocolate eggs this year.
Oh, they might.
It might be filled with another brown substance.
Yes, there you go. So here we are. Easter weekend's coming up as this is being released. Endgame's coming. Did you hear about this ticket thing with Endgame?
I know that they sold out so fast that they blowed up all the servers, man.
They did, yeah, blowed up all the servers. And I went on a Thursday, whenever the day was that they went on sale, I went on later in the evening, around 7 p.m. And... I got my wife and I like the last two seats in one of the theaters. It was like, what the, like, it was just crazy. And apparently they shattered all sorts of pre-sale records. So
yeah, that's
looking forward to it. And so I'm going to need, it's a 3-hour movie. So I'm going to need some popcorn, a catheter. I'm going to need some smelling salts. Maybe if it gets a little,
one of those fancy vibrating seats with a prostate massager.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice. That would be nice. Oh, okay. We can get off Endgame. So what, because when I see it, we'll have lots to talk about. So
right. Okay.
Speaking of prostate massaging.
Oh, okay.
Did I tell you what I got for Valentine's Day this year?
Prostate massage.
No, close. My wife got me one of those little bidet things you hook up to your toilet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So basically, okay, here it is, people. Now, people I know, don't turn this off. This is not gross. This is hygiene. Okay. So just listen and put up with it for a little bit. Okay. And let's all grow up. Nothing wrong with a little water up the ass. Okay. Let's fucking be mature about this sort of thing.
Well, see, I kind of like, I wanted to get one of those.
Right.
But I'm a big dude.
Yeah. Right?
So either you need a high speed.
Yes.
Like super, super power flush. Right. Like pressure washer.
Yeah.
Right. But I also, I'll probably sit a little bit further ahead than most people because I got more ass.
Well, okay. Well, let me get into it then.
I'll probably just end up by spraying it up my back and I'll feel like a dirty bitch.
So let me get into it then. This is one of those things. Anybody that know what a bidet is? It's basically a bidet is like a sink next to the toilet that you sprays water up your ass.
It's like a toilet that looks like a sink was built into it.
Yeah, like a fountain. So you straddle this thing and
Don't
drink the water. It washes your backside. So, but what they have now is if you have a regular toilet, it goes under the toilet seat. And what they do is you hook in the cold water supply comes from the toilet line that feeds the toilet, right?
Right.
And the warm water supply comes from the bathroom sink. So when you're sitting there and you're finished doing your business, you turn a little dial and you can adjust the temperature just like you would at like one of those sinks with one switch, right? So you can either have like a kitchen sink, like hot. Oh, I'm gonna twist it a little bit this way, make it a little bit more hot. Oh, a little too cold. What you mean? Because believe me, when you're washing your asshole, you can have too hot and you can have too cold.
I think bidets, like that type of bidet.
Yes.
With the variable water, I think that would be I think you should have a timer on that.
You should, because
we could replace coffee in the morning if your bidet shoots fucking cold water up your ass.
You could.
You will not need a cup of shit, a cup of anything, okay?
You're like,
hey, I need some caffeine. No, just go take a shit and use the cold water.
Right. Okay, so anyway, so more to the point. Again, don't be grossed out, people. This is just hygiene. So, you know... Man, I'm just telling you, when you're finished and then you still need toilet paper nearby because you want to damp yourself dry, right?
You want a little pat down.
Yeah, you don't want to, you're not savage. But yeah, you're clean, man. You are, and you can have it, as you're turning it up, it starts to dribble out this jet. And then once you hit that sweet spot, you could just crank it and power wash. You mean, it's wonderful. It really is.
Enough with your proclivities.
But I'm telling you, don't be so uptight about it or anal about it. Just, open yourself up to the experience. And
quite literally open your butt cheeks up.
Yes, exactly. Spread your cheeks, squirt some water up your ass. And if you don't, it doesn't go up your ass. I'm sure if you really cranked it, it goes to 11, but I haven't put it there yet. It
goes to 11. He's just like, hey, let me try this bidet. And all you hear is,
woo-hoo! He's like, what's the big deal about this bidet? Well, it goes to 11. It's like, oh my.
Exactly. It literally launches you through the wall.
When you need that little extra punch and 10 doesn't do it, it goes to 11. Anyway, the ads are all over Facebook and everything else. So, if anybody's thinking about getting one, you should. It's pretty awesome. Like, don't be a prude about it. Like, come on.
Yeah, and don't be like, I use wet wipes, man. Have you seen what the fuck that does to the sewers, man?
Yes.
We reported on this about 200 stories ago. Okay, it was the size of a city bus. A hole. Yes. They call it the fucking shitberg.
Yes, it was.
It's just a collection of those wipes.
Yeah.
So just use the water. Right. I mean, like I said, I would do it, but I think it might not work for me properly.
Okay, this is what we'll do. Next time you're at my house,
not gonna happen.
You can use my ensuite, but it's not like we're sharing condoms. Not again. No, we're not doing that again. It's water. It's like you have used the toilet at my house before.
I think I've taken a piss, but like you, I do prefer home field advantage.
I know you, but you don't even have to, take a dump. You can just see, you can just sit there and turn on the water just to try it. Like just get that. Ooh, cause it's you have to turn it up a little bit. So it doesn't
I get it, but you got to understand that. If you're wet in my backside, there's a little additional reach needed.
Oh, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, don't be a prude. Like, it's okay to use my bidet. Like, in fact, everybody uses my
bidet. If I use your bidet, right? You can't complain afterwards if I mess it up.
Sure, why not? You can use
I sit a little too far back. All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you end up getting the back of your balls. That's. So you get your balls washed. You get it. We'll put that T-shirt on our Tee Public store. I went to Rob's place and I got my balls washed.
Just, all I got was a ball wash.
All I got was a ball wash. And this T-shirt for some reason. I don't understand.
Deflated awesome. Balls, go to Rob's. Have them reflated.
So, okay. So we dabble a little bit on sports. Again, Endgame's coming out. Check it out next week. So your birthday coming up. Yeah. As of the recording, it's just basically next week. So, and it falls on Easter Sunday.
It does. So because it falls on such a religious holiday, I know that we mentioned in the last episode that we're taking, what do we call them? Tasty nudes.
Yeah.
Videos.
Yes. Oh yeah. Right? Tasty videos.
So,
yeah.
So for my birthday, if any ladies want to send me a tasty video.
Yeah. Ladies or dudes, whatever.
No, what, no, not dudes.
Okay, whatever. You're going to be that way, fine. I thought we were a little more open than that, but whatever.
I don't need no cock pirates, man. Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, your birthday's coming up. So again, all right, if you have to choose, I suppose. Ladies, send your tasty or tasteful nudes and videos to Roman. Yeah. And you can have...
I mean, I could be a douchebag and go... donate money for charity.
Yeah, that would be a douchey move. Yeah, yeah.
It's like fuck off, right?
Yeah, no.
Donate my money on your birthday.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody's got a phone. Tasty nudes are free.
It's true. You know,
come on. Oh, speaking of tasty nudes. So okay. Anyway, I'm getting distracted again. So your birthday, probably gonna meet up with the family.
I gotta see if I can get that day off. That's because I work Sunday, so
right. And it's Easter. Just tell them you're Catholic.
Yeah, I will. It's just it's kind of tough to get coverage these days. Everybody wants to take their vacations, but yeah, I'm gonna do it and at least get half the, even if I get half the day off, whatever.
Just say the Lord is risen. F you, boss. Right. The Lord is risen. Again, I'm the practicing atheist, so I don't know, like, whatever. Like, it's.
By the way, I've been watching a new TV series. I'm watching a bunch of them. I saw Hannah on Prime Video. It was a great series.
Okay.
But Future Man, apparently it's one since it's been out. But there's 2 years of it.
Okay.
2 seasons of it. And I binge watched up until episode 11 of season one.
Right.
And it's basically a guy who plays a video game. It's an unbeatable video game. He goes to the video store and the game store, and he starts having a discussion with, what's his name? Rob?
Lowe?
No. You've seen him in a lot of stuff. I'll think about it after.
Right.
But anyways, he gets in with the two people there, and they start talking about stupid, like, he starts making an argument how Mario Brothers is a stupid game, you know, and that they're like, well, your game sucks because nobody can beat it. But he, you know, so that's his quest.
Okay.
And he's the only person in the world to ever beat it. And the premise, now I'm not spoiling anything. This is in the commercials and stuff like that. And when they're selling the, you know, for you to see it.
Right.
It's actually a training tool that was sent to the past to find the savior. So anybody who beats that game, they say is their savior. And now he's forced to go like in time backwards and forwards to try to fix a problem, the ending of humanity.
Oh.
And he's a complete wimp, and he's it's what Pita from the Mockingbird series there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's the guy. And then you have the other two who are basically really tall, a woman and a man, but they're both like super angry and super violent. And it is so funny. So sexually charged, you know, awesome. All the stuff that they talk about, but it's, honestly, it's a fucking funny series.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, I'm all about time travel. I love time travel movies. I know people get annoyed, and there's a lot of explanations.
Honestly, you would really like this.
Okay, well, I'm gonna check it out. It's Future Man.
Future Man, yeah, two words.
So check it out. Okay, so is this what does this have to do with the Lord has risen? Oh, right, because he is the deity. Sorry,
that's right. Yeah, that's right. And by the way, the character's name in the show is even though he's Future Man,
right?
While playing video games, his real last name is Futterman.
Futterman, nice. Well, speaking of religion, I was talking to somebody just as last weekend. They're talking about, somebody was bringing up Scientology, and the person I was talking to was like is very, very Catholic.
Okay, and careful, again, we're gonna get fucking darted there.
That's fine. No, I'm just gonna, let me preface this. I'm a practicing atheist. I don't have a deity and I don't believe it. But if you do, that's fine. I'm not judging anybody. But they're like, oh, you see the Scientology, this and that. They believe in this and that, blah, blah. It's so stupid. It's all made up. I'm low. I know. What do they believe in? What is that? That virgin birth and walking on water? Oh, wait, that's the other one. And they looked at me like, oh, you're an asshole. But like, well, if somebody who has never heard of any type of religion, Catholicism, Christianity, Judaism, and all of them, and Scientology, and Mormon, Islam, they'd all sound just as what? So anyway, it was funny because I have a real hard time holding the tongue when it comes.
Like I said, what was it that the Matthew McConaughey?
Yes,
he says that people have been killing each other or taking advantage of each other. I believe he said killing each other. Ever since the first man walked up to the other man, looked up and pointed at the sun, he said, he told me to give me your share.
Yes.
You know?
Like, yeah, exactly.
That big glowing thing? Yeah, he told me to give me your food. Really?
Exactly.
But yeah, you better do it.
But again, that's what I mean. And we're not trying to get all controversial here. I'm just saying, like, if you have whatever your religion, that's fine. And if you practice it, it's like, what do they say? Like, religion's a lot like penises. They're great to have one. But don't wave it around in people's faces.
Yeah, you know, well, it's true.
It is true. It's very true. So here we go. We're tackling some more stuff here. So your birthday again. You're going to try to get it off, but it happens to land on the day he has risen. So you mean it's? I don't know. It's any plans other than? So let's say hypothetically, you get the day off. It's Easter.
I'm going to go hang out with my parents. We're going to do like a dinner.
Right. Are you going to paint eggs?
No, I haven't painted eggs since I was 8.
Right. But you have nieces and nephews, don't you? Like, you have younger...
But we didn't sit there and paint eggs together. I just bought them stuff.
You just bought them chocolate.
Not even chocolate. They really enjoy, coloring. And so for a long time, we've always bought them crayons, markers.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, and just stuff, creative stuff and books and build your own stuff. And, a little chocolate here or there, but usually they're not strong on that stuff anyways. They're not like we were young. Like,
well, yeah, no kidding.
You could take a chocolate fountain and anally inject it in me, and I would have been like, good day. This is a good day.
Sure. You want chocolate up your ass, but you won't use my bidet. You'll fuck yourself. You know what?
Right? Maybe the chocolate fountain is cleaner. Right? That's all I'm saying.
Maybe. It'd be tastier, I guess, but depends what you're doing after.
Well, I don't want to taste it afterwards.
No. Oh, wow. Yeah, okay, so Easter's rolling around, and so your birthday. So other than that, you're turning 40-something.
Somewhere in the 40s.
Yeah, so again, like, this is – so now what?
I look like I'm in my 20s. No, 30s.
Sure. Yeah. A very high 30s.
I've got plans now because I got a lot of friends who are traveling. And awesome. And so I've got a lot of stuff I'm starting to do. Oh, yeah. But doing yoga.
Hey, there you go. Nice. So, and how's that going?
It's really stretchy.
It's stretchy. I was going to say. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I've done this. You're like, oh, I feel pretty good. It's a little rough, but yeah, I'm okay. And the next day, what happened?
Yeah, and again, we're not going to get into, we're not plugging anything, and we're not going to mention any programs or anything, because that's not, we're not, but this is one I turned you on to, was it? Yes, it was, right? So
I've seen it before, and then you're the one who actually started it and told me about it, and I said, okay, well, I'll give it a shot.
And again, it's not because of, look at these, we're going to start, eating kale and, keto diet and all this other, but no. I used to go to the gym, for 4 or 5 days a week in the morning, and I used.
But we're not doing the keto diet.
No, we're not. We're the kilo. No, yeah, the keto or a kilo. We're doing the kilo.
Was it keto? Oh damn.
So anyway, yeah. So I used to do the gym thing, but the problem was I was again myself in my mid-40s. The returns weren't matching my investment, and I have a very physical job, so I had to turn to something. So I turned onto this yoga program or whatever. You mean, and it's one of those things. I was very hesitant. I'm like, oh, you mean when you're a dude and hey, look at me. I like to lift weights and I like to, yoga. You can, that's fucking pussies. But no, it's been pretty good and it's been very beneficial. And I'm more bendy.
Yeah. My brother has been doing it too. And he's quit smoking. I think he's like 9 weeks or something like that.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty outstanding. And so, yeah, I think we're all, well, not all. I never smoked, but three of my brothers smoked, two of them heavily and one of them casually.
Right.
So the one that smoked casually doesn't do that anymore. He used to chew tobacco.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I showed him a whole bunch of pictures of what it looks like when your lip gets removed.
Yes.
Cancer, and he kind of stopped. It took him a while, though. He had to take some specific medication to kind of wean himself off.
Yeah, of course.
But he stopped, and that's great. And then my I have two younger brothers, my younger and my youngest. And my younger brother was smoking two packs a day. And then he ended up by getting sick, ended up in the hospital and for diabetes. And then he was like, well, if I'm going to change my whole life, I might as well stop smoking. And he did.
Yeah, nice.
And that was like 5-6 years ago. So he stopped that. And then the youngest brother, he went through a medical scare of a different type. And then he's like, well, you know what? If shit's going to get real, then maybe it's time to stop smoking.
Well, what, you know, and whatever it works for you. Those that don't know, I'm a former smoker. I smoked for 23 years and I quit like 9 years ago. Couple things real quick. Again, while we're on the topic, if you're thinking of quitting, you have to do certain things. Like I quit in September. I went on a bunch of those nicotine products. When I was at work, I would train myself to smoke on breaks and at lunch and before and after work, of course. But in between breaks, like you were working for like 2-3 hours. So halfway in between my morning and my first break, I would use a Nicorette gum. So I trained my body to satiate a nicotine fit with the gum, knowing that I wasn't quitting smoking. I was just, instead of having a cigarette at that time, I would chew the gum. So
add more patches.
Exactly. So, but when I decided to finally quit, that feeling of, oh, I need a cigarette or I need nicotine, and you stick the gum in your lip, it acts the same way as like chewing tobacco. That's how you ingest the nicotine. So once I trained myself to be satiated by a Nicorette gum, then I went on the patch and had the gum at the same time. Then I got rid of the patch, and then I went from 4 milligram gum to 2 milligram. Then I had to quit the gum, which is completely very hard. It's like quitting chewing tobacco. So then I got off and I went on these 1 milligram lozenges, and then I got off. It took me like 3 months since I stopped smoking cigarettes to get off all the nicotine products. But
it's funny because like the, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but you can't then I quit in September, quit the nicotine products in November, and then December rolled around and I remember Christmas happened and I had two beers with my sister and I would have stepped over my own mother for a cigarette.
Yeah.
So I realized, okay, no drinking for a year because you know, it's one leads to the other. So if you're planning on doing it, good luck. And if you don't succeed, try and try and try again.
Like, would you have a drink now? Like a social thing. Like if I bought a bottle of brandy, right?
Right.
You know, so I'm like, I got this new brandy. And I'm bringing it over to my parents for them to try out. But I come over to your place. Is that something you'd be like, hey, let me try it?
Okay, well, okay, let me get there. Okay, so I quit drinking for a year. Then I would just drink just socially. Problem is, the last 10 years or so, I would, when I drank socially, I wouldn't drink ever. And then we'd all get together and I'd drink like an idiot. So I got one of those things where it goes to 11.
That's what I'm saying. Like I have scotch and I have brandy. That's pretty much what I drink. And you don't get to drink like an idiot when I supply the alcohol, because it's stuff that, you know, you take a sip and you're like, okay, this is a sipping drink, because
right.
If I start downing this, I'm going to burn my esophagus.
Of course. Okay. Well, truth be told, I haven't had a drink in about a year and a half. And okay. And that's just a personal decision. I'm not quitting forever. It's just a personal decision. It's okay. One of those things. So, and again, it wasn't like I was drinking all the time. It was like, like I said, it goes to 11. Unfortunately, it doesn't go to 3 or 4. It goes from 0 to 11. So, but anyway, it's just one of those things.
It's all good. It's all good. Like it's like I said, I got plenty for myself.
Yeah. And it's a personal choice. But, and again, it's one of those things. It's like same thing with smoking marijuana. I got nothing against marijuana, but since I quit smoking cigarettes, I'm not going to fill my lungs with vapors or marijuana smoke. Like I'm not going to, cause I've gotten rid of that oral fixation. So I'm not going to find it again.
Once you break those habits and like long-term break those habits, you start looking back going like, what was I thinking? But in the moment, it's like, it's such a, I need this.
But then that's just, and a lot of people too, the problem is when they quit smoking, they're like, oh, I quit for a week. I'm going to reward myself with one. No, you can't. You have to be like an alcoholic. This is how I put it. Nicotine is a flavor in life. And it's, and when you're addicted to it, it is a delicious flavor. And I can taste it under my tongue right now as I'm talking about it. But I abuse that flavor, so I don't get to have that flavor anymore.
See, that's the thing that I kind of wish would happen with food, but there's no way to get around it.
No, because you still have to eat every day. You
still have to eat.
But so my point, my point, my end to that story is, yes, I abused
it. Finally.
I can't use it anymore. So it's a flavor in life. But fortunately, life has a lot of flavors, you know. So exactly. And again, so whatever you do, if you eat too much, find a way to curb it. If you drink too much, find a way to curb it. Everything, nobody, we're not judging anybody on this show, but whatever you're doing, you know yourself if it's healthy or unhealthy, and you just try to get a hold of it. That's all.
Meanwhile, somebody's listening to this there while he's wearing a complete rubber outfit and he just unzipped his mouth hole and went, you know what? He's right.
He's right. I'm going to take this.
Somebody help take this giant strap on off me and I'm going to go home and hug my mom.
Somebody gets this eggplant out of my ass. I got things to do. He's so inspirational, that Rob. Christ's sake. Awesome. So you got anything else this week?
Let's see. Is anything I want to talk about? Yeah, of course. The summer weather's coming.
Yes. So, and
the beaches.
The beaches. But you're not a beach guy, are you?
I'm not a beach guy, like lay on the beach, but I am a adventure guy. I am.
So you're more of a parking lot binocular across the street from the beach guy.
Yeah. Telephoto.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, come on. It's 2019.
Binoculars. That's a waste of images. You use a camera, Rob.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah. It's 2019, Rob. Come on.
Those things are perishable. You understand that, right? The moment you stop looking at them, they're gone.
I know, but yeah, maybe
that's why you use a camera.
Right. Yeah. Because for myself,
I like the warmer weather because then I get to go explore the city. Toronto, if you don't know, then you don't know. That's actually should be the city's motto because there's so many things to do in this city, but you have to be a local. Luckily, Luckily, people have now started making videos on YouTube of like the top 20, top 25 places that you don't know about in Toronto.
Right.
And the secrets are getting out and there's some really cool places. So, you know, like the top 10 Instagrammable places in the city.
Okay.
The top one.
The top one. You know,
there's abandoned bridges that are literally connected to like the major highways, but you don't even know they're there unless you actually walk and go have a look.
Right.
And so like there's really cool places to go visit and to go see. And like Graffiti Alley is fucking amazing.
Nice.
Right. There's an entire alley. I mean, a giant alley where the paintings change yearly because street artists show up and they just completely graffiti it and then they just start over.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. And then, you know, when you get to, especially like, okay, we all know Kensington Market and stuff like that, but there's other places that people don't even know about. There's a couple of speakeasies also in town.
There is. And
we got to knock and you get the secret door to sneak into there. There's a couple of those.
And also, so that's what we're not on the tourist board. We're not getting any kickback for this. But if you are in Canada and you are in Toronto, give us a DM, give us a personal message. You never know. We might be around. But check out Toronto. It's cool. It's awesome. Like it's a busy city. It's a mosaic. It's Canadian. Like,
yeah. And you'd be like, hey, is there any food I would like there? Yes. Every food you would want.
Every food you like. But we have to warn you because it's springtime. If the Leafs are still in the playoffs, God forbid. I know I'm atheist saying God forbid, but that's how important it is. Just ignore them. Because they are obnoxious as fuck.
Yeah. just check the schedules for the hockey. That's all I'm saying.
Check. Yeah, exactly. And make sure.
You don't want to walk into a sports bar on a Leafs night. Well, maybe you do. Maybe it'll convert you. You want mine to be a Leafs fan. That's fine. You know, join the hordes of Leafers. But it's, it's a big thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take care of a little bit of housekeeping before we get out of here. And we promise a nice, hot, fresh show next week, even though you're still getting shows, but we'll be more up to date on what's going on. So if anything disastrous has happened.
Yeah, unlike that thing that we didn't even talk about. Jeez.
That's right, because we don't even, we don't know.
But that guy, you know, who's running that country?
That thing, yeah. Or that lady. What about that lady? That did that thing.
Oh, yeah. And people saying stuff about it. I mean, I don't think it's right, but what can you do?
No, what are you going to do? It's none of our business, really. I mean, so. Exactly. Anyway, okay. So remember, if you want to get a hold of the show on Twitter, it is at Roman Podcast and Roman Podcast on Instagram. You can get a hold of me. I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. You can get a hold of Roman. He is the Roman LeBeau on Twitter and Instagram, and he is Roman Citizens on all the other ones, Snapchat, Christian Grinder, Tinder, all this other good stuff.
No, hang on. I'm also on Instapot.
Instapot, yeah.
And then Amazon Kindle.
Amazon Kindle, yes.
Okay, and then also on my my Best Buy Canada app. So
there you go. You can find Roman absolutely everywhere. Okay. Don't forget the networks are on. We're on the Tangible Network, the EMC Podcast Network, and we're also endorsed by Mostly 14. So check out all those great places and all the great content all of them have to offer. And we are, and I'm not, I know I say this every week, but we are very privileged to be in with such great company, and we do appreciate each and every one of them. So other than that, what am I thinking of? Oh yeah, our merch store. You want our vintage logo on a pillow? You want the new logo on a t-shirt or even on your laptop case or on a cell phone case? Go over to romanpodcast.com. You'll get to it'll put you right into our TeePublic store. You can order anything, our logos on anything you can possibly imagine, and you can just do yourself up with Roman Podcast. So enjoy all that. Also, don't forget our Tasty Nude campaign. It's Roman's birthday coming up. You know, if you want to send him a Tasty Nude or a Tasty video, like whatever, you know, it's his birthday. Come on. So send it to romanpodcast@gmail.com, care Roman. But if you have any tasteful nudes or a tasteful video, you can. I'm allowed to look at that. I'm a happily married man, but as long as it's tasteful. Same address, care Robert, romanpodcast@gmail.com. And do not forget about our, where are we at? Review reach around? Sure. You want to give Roman for his birthday a review reach around? Go to Apple Podcasts and give him a star rating and review. And we call that the review reach around.
That's right. There's a 5-star. Give me a complete reach around. Reach around.
Reach around. So until next week, I'm Rob Gast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, everybody. This is DJ Johnny Rock.
And I'm Neil Young, Johnny's best friend.
You're not my best friend.
Yes, I am, silly.
Not my best friend.
My best friend and I are here to tell you to tune in to Drinking in the Park Herd every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud.
Right.
Player FM, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangent Bound Podcast Network, and... www.neilandjohnny.com and downloadable on the podcast app of your choice.
It's a lot of techno babble. Is this a promo? Am I in a promo?
Yep.
That explains the background music. It's really nice and shiny in here. And is it kind of small as well?
Getting smaller because it ends soon.
Ends?
Yeah, Johnny, all podcast promos end.
When does the promo end?
30 seconds?
30 seconds? God, that was 25 seconds. Why does the promo have to end? I have more sounds to make. More jokes, more bananas.
Johnny, I have an idea. Listen.
Neil, you actually have to say the words when you whisper.
No. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Try it again. Listen.
That's a great idea. Hello, will you please listen to our podcast?
I hope this works.
Me too.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations, you have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangibound Network? That's right. Go check out tangiboundnetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiboundnetwork.com. listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.